This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Yesterday, I participated in the Montgomery County Yield Survey activity, and I had a conversation with Gary Letterly, who is a University of Illinois Extension educator, and his main focus is energy and environmental stewardship and also agriculture and natural resources. We talked a little bit about the day and the activities that were taking place and what the results were that were found. Gary, about how many years has this survey been taking place?
Well, we had a little printout, and it showed at least back to 2008, and I think it's gone on a lot longer than that for this county. Montgomery County has a rich history in trying to stay very, very progressive in production agriculture, and there's always this bit of anxiousness when it comes to this time of year. What are the yields like by township? What do they look like? Can we believe the numbers we hear and see? And this particular process in this county has been fairly accurate. I think they've maybe missed the average by less than 2.5-3% up and down over at least the past, say, 9 years. So that's a pretty good track record of accuracy. So yes, we may not hit it exactly on the dot, but they've been pretty close. And that kind of goes back to, you know, using some standard formula that have been developed over the years for crop estimating, and then having a great team of volunteers that come out to help make this happen.
Today, I had the pleasure of being one of those volunteers for the first time, so that was a lot of fun getting out and about and scouting the fields and gathering that data. But you also had some sponsors for the yield survey.
We have sponsors. This helps do the things that attract good participation, have a little coffee break for folks in the morning and provide a small lunch. And Illinois Farm Bureau, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau group here, a lot of their young farmers are part of this opportunity to do the yield survey. First National Bank of Nokomis, they're good partners, have been for a long time. Ag Partners LLC, a group that does smart sampling technology and some nitrogen application work, some innovative work that they're doing. Farm Credit Illinois had always been a good sponsor, and also not to leave out First National Bank of Litchfield. And I hope I've not left any of the other sponsors out.
Well, if you did, I'm sure they know that you're thankful, and we will take care of that. Yeah. But as we were out in the fields today, we definitely saw a lot of variance from field to field. And, of course, we toured all the townships in Montgomery County. But what was the outcome of this survey? What yield did we find?
Well, you know, we tried to just eyeball it and guess before all the numbers were in. And the group estimated something around 175, but when we averaged up the numbers for all the townships that were surveyed, and we caught every one of them in the county, right at 166.9 bushel average. It ranged from, looks like around 150 in the east-northeast corner to about the mid-central and western part, where we had around 195.5. But most of the counties, east side, were around that 150. As we kind of moved into the center from north to south, we were in that 160 to 170, one or two a little bit better than that. And we got on the far western side, kind of the center of that was where the higher yields were, the South Litchfield and the North Litchfield counties and Zanesville Township. I said counties, but I meant township. Mm-hmm. So the averages the range was fairly broad, but that's kind of what we expect. One of the things we asked the farmers or participants and volunteers to look at when they did this yield survey is to take this in consideration of what we expect. There's going to be a little all or nothing out there in some of these fields. There's going to be those areas that the yield monitors will bust up above 200 in some places, but then there'll be areas where they drop down to 20 bushel or less. These drowned out areas, they're fairly significant in certain parts of the county where water just doesn't get away, and how could it all get away? The amount of rainfall we had early in the year, we were very fortunate in Illinois, this part of Illinois, to get the crop planted when we did, which was fairly timely, and that kind of has allowed for these, I think, some of these higher average yields to show up in these townships that we surveyed.
Once again, that was Gary Letterly with the University of Illinois Extension. And again, those results, the Montgomery County Yield Survey county average for corn this year was 166.9 bushels per acre. That is the 2015 estimated yield for corn. Join us during our noon hour farm show for more information and interviews on the yield survey activity. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.